This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what are the secrets of ubudiyyah in the words of Imam Khomeini? Now, dear listeners, it's great to have you with us on the program. We're talking about, of course, ubudiyyah, a servitude of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. And it's very interesting, but I ran across some words of Imam Khomeini where he talks about ubudiyyah. He says, Allah the Great is the ruler over the heavens and the earth, and men are to perform their duties, their obligations, and they are to bow in respect their heads before the divine will. If we pause for just a moment and try to reflect upon this statement of Imam Khomeini talking about ubudiyyah, we find that first and foremost, Imam Khomeini, he glorifies and praises Allah. And so in our ubudiyyah, dear friends, one of the things which helps us to increase our sincerity or increase our devotion, increase our feelings when we are doing the servitude of Allah, when we are in ubudiyyah, is to realize that Allah is the greatest. Allah is the creator of everything. He has given existence to all that exists. He is the ruler over the heavens and the earth. This idea, dear brothers and sisters, where we start to realize who Allah is and what kind of attributes Allah has, this has a huge impact on our ubudiyyah. Because, of course, how can we worship Allah if we have no knowledge of Allah? And so one of the steps to increase our ubudiyyah, in the words of Imam Khomeini, is, of course, to understand and to know who Allah is. In the second part of his statement, he says that men are to perform their duties. This in itself is ubudiyyah, the performance of our duties, of our obligations, our wajibat, those things that are obligatory upon us, and likewise to refrain from the things that are haram, the things that are prohibited to us. This is also, in essence, ubudiyyah. It is the worship and the servitude of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. And of course, the last thing that Imam Khomeini said in this sentence of his was that men, humankind, humanity must bow in respect their heads before the divine will of Allah. And so in our ubudiyyah, dear friends, we bow in respect and in awe of the grandeur of Allah, the Majestic, the Mighty. Truly, these are beautiful words and a very interesting exposition of ubudiyyah in the words of Imam Khomeini.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatu Ta'ibin, The Whispered Prayer of the Repenters. Please stay with me. My God, let the cloud of your mercy cast its shadow upon my sins, and send the billow of your clemency flowing over my faults. My God, does the fugitive servant return to anyone other than his master? Or does anyone grant him sanctuary from his master's wrath other than his master himself? My God, if remorse for sins is a repentance, I, by your might, am one of the remorseful. If praying forgiveness for offenses is an alleviation, I am one of those who pray forgiveness. To you I return, that you may be well pleased. My God, through your power over me, turn toward me. Through your clemency toward me, pardon me, and for your knowledge of me, be gentle toward me.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were saying, which was how we can increase our ubudiyya and some of the secrets of ubudiyya in the words of Imam Khomeini. Now, when we talk about ubudiyya, of course, one of the things that we had read from this statement of Imam Khomeini was to understand and try to realize to the best of our capability who Allah is. And one of the ways to know Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, Glorified, and Blessed is He, is to know His qualities, to know His attributes. And so, of course, once we know and we start to realize and understand and fathom to whatever extent we can the attributes of Allah, we will become closer to our loving and nurturing Lord. And of course, this will have a huge impact on our servitude of Allah, our ubudiyya. Now, Imam Khomeini also continues in this statement of his. He says that humanity is not to worship other than Allah, and humanity is not to put foot on any path except the path of Allah, as this world is just a transit station. It is temporary. It will soon pass by so quickly, while the permanent abode of the servants is in the neighborhood of Allah, the Glorified. Another key and another secret to the servitude of Allah, to the worship of Allah, and that is in our lives, dear brothers and sisters, we are not to worship anything other than Allah. Meaning, our desires should not pull us towards worldly idols. We must not fall for the trap of worshiping worldly idols. And idols, dear friends, are no longer of wood and stone, but they are desires and power and greed and perhaps even sports stars or music stars or actors. These have become the modern day idols of humanity. And so again, in order to increase our ubudiyya, in order to strengthen our ubudiyya, we must not worship anything or anyone other than Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, and we should walk the path which is the path of Allah, the path of righteousness and nobility. And we must always remember that this world, it is just a transit station. We are just here for a temporary time, for a short time. life passes by so quickly, but the permanent abode, the hereafter, that is where we will live forever. With these things in mind, surely our worship of Allah, our servitude of Allah, our bowing and our prostration in front of Allah is truly enhanced. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Nowhere anywhere, I mentioned this before, do we ever see a verse of the Quran, a hadith, let's say, of the Ahlul Bayt, that talks about the fact that you will find serenity and sukoon inside of this world. Yes, you might find a little bit of comfort here and there. Ala bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. It's very possible. But overall, this is a dunya to kind of get through, get over. It's a test, an exam. It's over with. Let's move on to our actual existence, which of course is the hereafter. Okay? The faster we get, understand that every hardship that comes our way in this world is precisely the function of this dunya. Don't look for, I won't look for things in this world, the world that it won't give me. I'm not looking for, you know, itminan qalb. I'm not looking for the comforting of the heart. I'm not looking for all these things. Not in a depressing and gloomy way. But yes, okay, I know that I'm going to go through another hardship. I'm going to go through another struggle. And Allah knows that with every struggle you go through, the next one seems a little bit more bearable because you're now a little bit more tougher. Okay, that lessens the anxiety. At least it makes it bearable. I know why I'm going through this anxiety. I know the purpose of this stress right now. Sometimes when you know the purpose of the stress becomes bearable. When I don't know why it's here, what am I doing, where is this from, a sign of God, a sign from Shaitan, what's happening, can you please answer my question? That adds to the anxiety. We end up now making something bigger than it should be. Okay, that's point number one I want to make to you. Point number two is a second cause of our spiritual anxiety and stress is behind us. And I talk about this a lot. And the reason why I keep repeating myself in various communities is because I see it too many times. I see this defeatist attitude too many times. Either it's the fact that we think that my past is too horrible for me to move forward, or I don't even deal with my past, thinking that if I bury it, it won't come up or rear its ugly head later on in my life. No, sometimes it will. Right? Sometimes we have unresolved issues from our past with people that we've decided, oh, you know what, I'm just going to bury it and bury it and bury it. And it comes back every single time more ferocious than the last, to the point where it ends up being a panic attack, ends up being an anxiety attack, ends up affecting our health. Becomes psychosomatic, where our mental baggage now, or our past now, comes and haunts us in the physical way. We become sweaty. We can't breathe. We hyperventilate. Our heart is racing, right? We feel nauseous. We feel tingly. In the process now, we make ourselves worse. Because I don't want to go back there. I don't want to handle those things. I don't want to address it with my parents or my spouse or my siblings, let's say, for example, who, you know, when I was getting older, when I was growing up, you know, I was teased. I was never accepted inside of my home. Wasn't raised properly. Wasn't given equal love from my parents. Right? I was always told by my teachers and my friends that I would amount to nothing. Right? I was this overweight, ugly kid in school, for example. I was, you know, etc. And the list goes on and on. And we think from, oh, that was high school. That was grade 8, grade 12, grade, you know, university. That was a long time ago. I'm over it. And all of a sudden now this anxiety comes out of the blue. This stress comes out of the blue and we have no idea where it comes from. I have no idea why there's tears flowing down my face. I have no idea why I'm shaking right now. I have no idea why my heart is racing out of the blue. All night, tossing and turning. My pillow is drenched with sweat. Why? No, I'm comfortable. My family is good. My marriage is good. I live in my house. I'm very peaceful. What is it? And when you get deep and deep and deep inside, you know that there are things that are unresolved inside of us.
Ilahana,
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi aman Allah and God bless you all.